Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on June 28th.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
I'm Randy Groner, a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Career politicians in Congress are putting us all in danger in exchange for money from special interest groups. I oppose the $40 billion government waste sent to the Ukraine. This will tax every Oklahoma family about $500. Congressman Mullen directly supported this with his special interest friends. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn, Trump's national security advisor, and former Senator Dr. Tom Coburn's legacy organization. I'm Dr. Randy Groner running for U.S. Senate. I will fight the career politicians and their special interest supporters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Groner for U.S. Senate.
Today's cattle futures market finished in the green across the board. The June live cattle were 90 cents higher at 136.25. The August live cattle up 10 at 133.47. The October's up 37 at 140.12. So stronger there. We did sell off midday. We're a little bit lower, but it did fight back to close about a dollar off their lows. And also about a dollar off their highs in the August on August live cattle. On Friday, we had a cattle on feed report. Which was kind of neutral to maybe a little bit bullish. The on-feed number was 101%. And finally, the placements were smaller than the previous year at 98%. They'd been bigger for the last couple of months as people anticipated lower placements, but finally happened. And marketings were 103%. So that report was on Friday. The market initially came out higher. Higher than where we closed before getting weaker. The feeder cattle today are up $1.62 in August at 174.12. September's up $1.72 at 176.80. The October feeders 185 higher at 178.92. And then the lean hogs anywhere from $1 to $2 lower here to finish the day. And one interesting note, commercial beef slaughter in May will total 340,000 head, the largest for that month since 1996.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Now, today's grain futures were weaker for corn and wheat. Soybeans held higher all day long. And July corn down 6. It was the strongest month at 744 and a quarter. December down 21 at 653. So that's about a dollar sell-off in the past 7 or 8 trading days. So really disappointing trade there. The bean market, 19 higher in July at 1630. The November new crop up 8.5 at 1432. July Kansas City wheat down 19 and 3/4 cent at 972 and 3/4. It was about 1360. So almost $4 from the high at this point from just a month ago. The September down 19.5 at 978. And cotton futures just obliterated today, down 4 cents at 94.05. Their high was around 132, I believe, back in the middle part of May on the December contract. It was 133.79 on May 17th. So almost a 40-cent sell-off or 40% now from the high to the low. And the markets have really become oversold at this point. So hopefully it'll bounce. I know we're still early in the growing season. For the cotton crop, so there's still some room for the things to improve and get better. Today's stock market has recently sold off. The Dow's down 65. The S&P's down 11.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.